think that's a beautiful song for the Democrats and the Republicans. Oh, where did our love go? Oh. Nancy, Chuck, where are you? Where's it gone? A little Motown to cheer everybody up. That's what we need in D.C., right?
Hmm.
At any rate, Nancy Pelosi makes a fanciful claim that the president should not make the State of the Union address this year on January the 29th. He should just postpone it, or, you know, better what? Just put it in writing and send it on over. We'll take care of it. You know, that happened the last time during Jimmy Carter's presidency. But Nancy Pelosi, of course, wants to have the president put it in writing because she knows that the audience for the State of the Union will be huge. It's unfiltered. The president can talk directly to the nation about border security and immigration and all of the things that are of concern right now that have led us to this government shutdown now in day 27. And she was a little bit, I don't know, sheepish about her comments. She did speak to reporters along the way yesterday, and she tried to peddle this fallacy, this fantasy, all day long in several places. It's bite two. Take a listen.
This is a housekeeping matter in the Congress of the United States so that we can honor the responsibility of the invitation we extended to the president. You can make it from the Oval Office if you want. This is in, requires hundreds of people working on the logistics and the security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown, the president's shutdown. But that isn't the point. The point is security. This is a very big deal. It is a special security event.
Uh-huh. Security,
and we've
security,
never really
security.
Had
enough.
State of the Union when government has been.
Yeah,
issued.
Enough with her. You know, I've heard enough of her. Nancy Pelosi, it's security. The problem is both the Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security say they have absolutely no idea what she's talking about. The entire event is completely under control, as it always is. The president's safety, the safety of the Congress, the safety of the State of the Union, not at issue at all with this partial government shutdown. It's not like they furloughed the presidential Secret Service detail. Come on. Jim Jordan, one of those that pushes back on Pelosi's ridiculous idea, a bit startled, a bit angry, but he says Democrats are failing and starting to feel the heat. Bite three, go.
Is thinking about not inviting the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, to come deliver the State of the Union address. This just underscores what we've been saying. Until they start focusing on the country and not just on stopping the president, I don't know how you can reach an agreement with these folks. So hopefully that's going to change. I think we're starting to see signs. A number of House Democrats who won in these tight races in formerly Republican-held districts, they're starting to say, like, oh, we do need to get something done. One member even said that she would vote for dollars for a barrier, dollars for a wall. So I think we're starting to see that happen. And that's the only thing that'll change it.
Yeah, that is the only thing that'll change it. Britt Hume, by the way, I enjoy Britt Hume usually and agree with him often. Britt Hume just tweeting moments ago, I've covered these for more than 40 years and can remember only a handful of moments from any of them. I think that's fair to say. Wouldn't it be great if this annual bore were abandoned altogether in favor of the written report that once was the norm? I agree with that. But what Nancy has done here, once again, is begin to overplay the hand. I told you at the beginning of all of this that the Democrats were prone to overplaying their hand altogether. And that's what you're starting to see, because here's the thing. Oh, tell Trump he can't do the State of the Union. Well, of course he's going to do it now. You draw more attention to it by doing that. And then if he delivers a good speech and connects on common sense points with the viewers on ABC, NBC, CBS, 25 million people or more will watch the State of the Union, those that like the president, those that despise him. You'll get it all. You'll get both. And Nancy Pelosi is drawing more attention to it. But the notion that somehow it's not safe is silly. Kirstjen Nielsen praising the Secret Service and her department for their mission, focus, and dedication for all they do each day and to secure our homeland, end quote. And says they're fully prepared. Basically saying such a suggestion is ludicrous, which it is. But it'll also show you just how far the Democrats will go in an attempt to discredit the president or smear the president. But in this case, I think it backfires. Nobody actually believes the State of the Union is more susceptible to some sort of an attack or some sort of a security failure because we have furloughed workers at the Internal Revenue Service, which, by the way, the president ordering, what, 60,000 IRS workers back and getting them paid so they can do tax returns so people can get their refunds on time. I understand all of that. I told you coming out of the midterms there are two things of concern. One for the Republicans, one for the Democrats. For the Republicans, the concern is that you overplay your connection to those in the middle of the country. That you believe you have places like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. You won them last time, so you get comfortable with it, and you overplay your comfort level. And with Democrats, you overplay your hand altogether. You just come out and you do silly things like, oh, it's not safe. We can't have the State of the Union. My gosh, the president, you know, we'll all be in danger. Nancy, come on. No, come on. Really? That's what you're going with? And by the way, the State of the Union. Last year, I think it was, we were in D.C. for the State of the Union. Ivy and I were with some folks we were working with. And we were in a big bar somewhere on Capitol Hill. I don't know. Cool place. Huge. Packed to the walls, it was, right? Standing room only, watching the State of the Union. So trust me and believe me when I tell you that there's a big audience. And the only thing that Nancy Pelosi is afraid of is the president, you know, making sense to the American people on common sense border security. That's the big concern here. 100%, that's the concern here. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide, and now with the PFAS Premier Water Treatment System aiming at PFAS, man, they're one step ahead again. Find out more. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Water Systems button right now and get rolling. It's the Steve Gruber Show.